Hi, this is Jean Bruce Scott.
And Randy Reinholz.
And when we're not busily producing some of the most outstanding Native American theater in Los Angeles,
we always like to check out the best of British audio adventures with Alex Lefchuk and his team of the Midweek Drive.
And Midweek Drive morning editions on Siren FM.
And southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com.
Yes, well, it's a little bit of positivity anyway.
Hi, this is Tony Mowbray, and you're listening to Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.
Thank you. And one of the co-presenters for Flying to the Moon, the podcast, I, yours truly, Alex Lefchuk, is going to be manifesting the same sort of feelings that many of the Middlesbrough fans have been suffering for
yes.
the last 5 or 6 months, basically. Rob Nichols, welcome to issue 528, podcast companion, Charlton Athletic. We didn't expect this back in November, did we?
We didn't see it coming at the end of December. We fell off a cliff.
It was just extraordinary, and then I think even when there was hope after the Brighton and Hove Albion game, obviously that was taken away from us, another smidgen
yes.
of hope with respect to the Nottingham Forest result.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
But then again, crashed down by Dougie Freeman of all.
Oh, Dougie.
Yes, it's, you know, let's try and put a positive spin on
yeah.
this whole thing, because I think we need to from that point of view. And I did say in the write-up for this week, trying to avoid the catchphrase, well, there's always next season,
yeah.
and mid-table mediocrity.
Mm.
But, you know, is it a case of we can actually look at what happened against Nottingham Forest and say, that's okay? Do we turn around just looking at the Charlton Athletic game tomorrow and say, well, okay, you know, at least we're having an influence in terms of that? Or do we just say, well, at least we're still ahead of Leeds United on goal difference?
Yeah, there is that. No, it's quite incredible what's happened. As you said, there's been a few false dawns looking back at beating Leeds United. I think we should underline that. Beating Cardiff City at home, obviously they're not only promoted but the champions, and each time we win the game, we basically don't build on it afterwards. We go and crash down and lose away from home. Obviously, talking of the away record, you mentioned the Bolton game, which is we haven't won now since the I think it's the 8th of December where we beat Peterborough at London Road. To be truthful about it, we were very close in the last three away games. Close doesn't win you any points, but we lost 3-2 at Wolves. It might well have been a draw or might have been a win for Middlesbrough. We lost 1-0 at Hull. It was always a very tight game. And then at Bolton, I don't know whether people saw the Football League show, but it was Chris Eagle's first goal was an outrageous fluke across that swerved into the net. The second goal looked like an equally outrageous dive in the box for a penalty. And then Jonathan Woodgate, moment of madness, second booking. So that game, again, a close game, 2-1 defeat that on another day could have been a victory, but there's been too many other days. Let's just hope we can go out of this season by recording a double over Charlton Athletic, because we did actually hammer them. It was better days. We beat them 4-1 at the Valley. If we could go out with at home anyway with by recording a double, it puts you in a little bit of a better frame of mind going into the summer, doesn't it?
Yeah. So the way forward. On the show today, we're going to be listening to, or at least finding out about the famous, legendary FMTTM poll results for 2012-2013. We'll also be getting another flavour of Dean Glover. Of course, it's Andrew Glover, no relation.
Dean Glover, that would be good.
Yeah, exactly. Andrew Glover's sort of views in brief, etc. Plus a couple of other sort of routines and highlights that come through from the whole perspective. Even maybe some Master Thomas Bartley's season review. It's come to something where we don't even have a Kadeem Hussein piece of poetry to actually tie us up.
Have we had one this season?
You see, this could be the crucial thing.
Lincoln Inspired is more than just an arts festival, more than a literary festival, more than a whole set of lifestyle opportunities, and more than what the world has needed for millennia.
To see just how much more Lincoln Inspired can make you, go to lincolninspired.co.uk and explore the inspiration.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium.
Hang on. Slow down. One tablespoon.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, that's the recipe.
Oh, if you would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right,
or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989, or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondents from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
Brownlee, BBC2's Borough commentator, and listening to Rob Nichols on Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.
Thank you, Ali.
So, Jason Steele, player of the season and young player of the season. He obviously did two for the price of one, Rob.
Don't give them all away, though, Alex.
No. It's true.
Keep them guessing a little bit longer.
Exactly. But I think we'll reveal that for
the yes, sort of yeah. No, no, I don't remember anyone ever doing that before. I might be wrong, but I can't recall it.
Yeah. Signing of the season. I thought that was an interesting one. I shall sort of say who it is, but it was a nice little friend's choice, basically. And Barry Robson inevitably coming forward. Now, I noticed that Tracy Hyman had effectively compiled the results through the night and day.
She'd forgotten how long it took her to do it last year.
Well, there we are. So well done, Tracy, because I know that obviously the huge numbers that you need to sort of work through. There's best team plays. Chelsea, Watford, Crystal Palace and Bristol City with one.
Yeah, Bristol City, and they've been relegated. What a difference between Bristol City and Chelsea, best team played.
And worst haircut, even worst haircut, Faris Haroon, but under some strong pressure from Sammy Amiobi. Presumably Sammy will be back to Newcastle.
Yeah, presumably. There'll be quite a lot of changes in the summer, I think. A unique situation we're going into in the summer. I know that the Steve Gibson, Tony Mowbray, the chief executive, Neil Bowser, are all really, really keen to get this across to the fans that this is the first season of financial fair play what we're going into. And this completely changes the ball game as far as football's concerned. I know Steve Gibson thinks it's really good that it's going to be a level playing field in the effect that every club has to kind of balance their books. They can only spend on wages and on transfers what they get as income. And in the championship, just about all income is from supporters coming through the turnstile. So it's an interesting, it's a very different sort of football that is going forward now. And if clubs are on a more even keel, it'd be interesting to see how that changes the whole sort of dynamic of the league.
Of course, what we won't have in the Championship, which they do have in the Premiership, will of course be goal-line technology. Which
no, that's true.
So to look forward to Andrew Glover talking about the fact that sometimes without an international tournament means that we can all fully cleanse ourselves and think of anything but overpaid and overhyped blokes booting a ball and each other about. A break from football should do us all the world of good, although he has actually asked to be excused if people actually hear fireworks coming from Shea Glover. It'll be the signal to actually party on to acknowledge that the torture of seeing Kieran Dyer and Sammy Amiodi in Borough shirts is over.
Mm.
So clearly not a fan of either of them.
No, it doesn't sound like it. But he's right in saying that people have basically people have just wanted to get this season over with. As soon as we were no longer in any chances of getting in the playoffs, it was like, what are we playing for now? You know, let's get into the summer. But I think it is probably fairly important to try and end on a positive note.
Well, that lead on to the next season. It's well been noted that, I think statistically, perhaps we should get Tracy Hyman on the case here.
Yeah.
You know, if you have that consistency ending one season, whether it's good or bad,
yeah,
it actually sort of have a knock-on effect in terms of when we start, because August comes around so quickly, and of course it's August, it's the beginning of August.
Yeah, that's right. It's a much shorter break than last summer. That's very true indeed. That could make a big difference.
Master Thomas Barclay,
yeah,
comes up with a song to celebrate Cardiff City winning the championship. I will not sing, but it was an official line. Oh, Vincent, you smile there with your moustache and walk there with your fun catch. You've got me and everyone on your side. You're Cardiff's number one fan, Vincent Tan. Well, the Indian Giant, because of course he has actually converted them from blues to reds.
Yes. Yes.
In one fell swoop.
The Red Bluebirds.
Yeah, exactly, yes. He's also, again, something which is interesting coming from somebody so young as Thomas Partley. It's farewell to Julio Arca.
Yeah, that's right. He's served us well for a few years. It must be bad, really, for a player to leave when they haven't played for so long, when they've been injured for so long, and effectively that's the end of the contract. It's not the way you want to bow out, really, is it?
Indeed, but
he's rarely featured this season.
Yeah, and one might sort of say, if only we would have actually worked through that whole setup. Football United for Sir Bobby Robson Foundation.
Yes.
While mentioning something that you were involved with, of course. And of course, Tony Mowbray's very own connection with Sir Bobby going back to both their days at Ipswich Town.
That's right. It was a golf tournament. It's an annual golf tournament that's held every year at Rockcliffe. It just shows the unifying effect that Sir Bobby Robson has, that he can cut across the rivalries in the North East. And for this tournament, for instance, you've got like a Newcastle, Sunderland, Middlesbrough representatives and players. And then you've got lots of business people. And obviously that foundation has now raised £5 million to fight cancer in the North East, which is quite phenomenal. I think the worry was when Sir Bobby himself died, would this continue? But it does, because his legacy just lives on and just keeps reinventing itself year in, year out. And I spoke to his wife, Lady Elsie, and she was saying that it's just going to keep going, isn't it? It's just going to keep rolling on.
And thankfully, obviously, unlike other public figures who passed away, he hasn't actually had his legacy besmirched by various other allegations.
No.
which is good from that point of view. Onwards in terms of that, do you know what was the result of the
I don't know, actually. I don't know who won. That's
It's the uncertainty that makes life interesting.
That's the key thing from
that sort of setup there. Stanistan, Afghanistan, the end. The season has finally come to its disappointing end. He's glad it's finally over, because since January we have suffered enough. Yes, coming from a, obviously they're calling us just to sort of confirm that we are suffering enough. The conclusion of the game against Charlton Athletic, of course, it'll be interesting to see what reaction the fans give. And it will, because there is a split, obviously, amongst Borough fans about the Mognaut. Although he's a hero, there are a lot of fans who would say, well, he's not doing the business. We talked last week, of course, of the success or otherwise of teams when they have changed the manager.
Most people thought
Nottingham Forest were going to be a shoe-in. They've blown it, it would seem. You know, or they're sort of close to blowing it in terms of that side of things. So,
I think something we mentioned maybe just after Christmas when we thought we were actually in with a chance was that whoever gets that run and times that run, because all the way through the season, teams have put together three or four games of unbeaten, and then they've like fallen, haven't they? And it's whoever times it correctly. It could be Bolton, of course, now, who look very, very strong at home, and that result against us does them a good favour, and perhaps with their Premiership players and their manager now really having found his feet, I would say that they've got a good chance.
And of course we can look forward to Harry Redknapp joining us at the Riverside next season, which will be quite interesting.
It will be interesting. I wonder how many of his present players will be with him.
Perhaps Mr. Demba will be quite enjoying. Chris Samba.
I wonder, what is he, £100,000 a week?
Is that financial fair play then? You know, I just sort of raised that issue from the point of view.
Well, that is the big worry, is that the teams that come down
will be parachute
payments. But on the other side of it,
we have Blackburn and Wolves.
Well, exactly. It's financial mismanagement. Clubs spending far too much to try and stay in, and QPR with maybe a £45 million black hole, even allowing for parachute payments.
Arguably, we might also have making their European debut Wigan Athletic in the Championship as well next season.
Wigan, yes. Absolutely. Wigan, obviously, well-run team. It's amazing. You wonder from all of what Roberto Martinez keeps saying, that the FA Cup is helping them, but we know to our cost in Borough that sometimes it can be that distraction. The tears of Janino.
Let me start on what's happening up at the Stadium of the Light. But if you actually seriously have to have a side that in their trophy cabinet actually has to put in the manager's suit as it's stained with grass, I think, you know, maybe you're clutching at straws. Maybe you're just clutching at straws. just a torch on that side of things. Let's talk about Sheffield Wednesday. It is going to be the last official game of the season as far as Borough Football Club are actually concerned. It's away, obviously, down in Sheffield, Hillsborough, etc.
Yes, it's a long time since we played there, and when people saw that fixture approaching, obviously earlier in the season we thought that could be a very significant in terms of the playoffs. But as the weeks have rolled by, then sort of the fears started to those with longer memories remember that one of the last times we played Sheffield Wednesday at the end of a season, we dropped into the bottom three for the first time ever at the end of that game, and were relegated from the top flight. And we were officially relegated again from the top flight the next time we were up there. It has bad memories. Fortunately, we can't go down this time.
Mid-table mediocrity, I've said it again, is guaranteed.
We could finish with two doubles, I suppose. But it does bring back the fact that, we're playing Charlton this weekend, who we hammered away from home, maybe our best away game, and then we're playing Sheffield Wednesday away, who we hammered at home. I remember it was the Friday match on Sky when there was the discount price tickets, and there was the biggest crowd and everything like that. So they both bring back memories of the good times and what might have been, unfortunately.
Well, you know, it's a case of never give up, never surrender. 66
never.
Points is still achievable. I'm not sure whether people would actually said 66 points, that's fine. We're currently obviously on the City at 58 points. So interesting stuff on that. Charlton, of course, still looking to get into the playoffs themselves. I mean, they're not going to necessarily lie down and die tomorrow, are they?
No, absolutely. I wonder if they've timed it. Well, I'm saying they've timed it wrong, but I wonder if it's all a bit late. I'm not sure. But that's right, it's going to be a bit of a threat from them. But that backfired on Forest in a way, that we've played with a fear factor for weeks. Forest obviously did against us, but we've blown it. And Charlton coming, knowing that they've got to get a result, the pressure is on them. Hopefully we can take advantage of that fact.
Exactly, 61 points. Fly Me to the Moon, will it continue into season 2013-2014?
That's the question. I fancy it might.
The podcast certainly will, and hopefully it'll be a definite live from that point of view. Well, I say it definitely will. Of course, it may well have a completely different host. I mean, I could just go. No. I could be regenerating and do all sorts of other bizarre things at this particular area. It's been, again, another privilege to share the season with your good self, Rob, and the rest of the whole setup there. Esteban, of course, uses the token Nouch to play for Celebrate Mediocrity as best as you can. And, yes, in many ways, we've had to work through that. If you have contributed to Fly Me to the Moon, then well done. It's your fanzine. It's a way of actually getting your own views heard, etc. It's also a way of actually listening online and doing a range of other bits and pieces. Now, I'm not going to sort of continue waffling on about this whole thing. This is wrapped up issue 528, but how can people actually get hold of back issues of Fly Me to the Moon?
Oh, yeah, back issues, indeed. And they can contact me at robshrug@gmail.com, or maybe go down to Borough Bookworm in the Forbes buildings. They've got back issues from this season. Or go further along the road to 58 Parliament Road, to Borough Programmes, which is a fantastic sort of emporium of all sorts of borough and general football memorabilia. And yeah, I think that was a place that everyone used to call out on the way to Ayresome Park, which is a long time ago now, and he's kept going. There's lots of really good stuff in there. Have a look around.
So, great stuff as far as that's concerned. So, there we are. 7 words continue. Personally, I'll be hoping that at least we get, I say we, I'm referring to a different side here, but at least we get an FA Cup trophy to actually sort of add to
you.
All sorts of things. Well, you know, it'll help the cure of the virus.
You're not a Wigan fan, are you?
No,
that's
the short answer, in any way, shape or form. But still, a nice routine. Pies, they don't do well.
Right? No.
different line of time. Who knows what they'll go into the pies. But one of the last 7 words that we should sort of wrap up with as the summer begins to approach, and we wrap up as far as Fly Me to the Moon, as we say, but I'll read this out. In fact, Rob, would you like to officially read out the last thank you from Fly Me to the Moon? Because otherwise it just sounds as though you need help.
Thank you to all that bought the fanzine this year, and a special shout out to the subscribers. Without the subscribers, we wouldn't have been able to commit to the whole season. And as soon as we know the scores, when the fixtures come out in the summer, as soon as we know how many weekend fixtures there are, then we can work out a rate for the next season. It won't be going up in price or anything, but you don't know how many. I try only do weekend matches now, but also,
do you know, it's actually the same price as an edition of Waitrose Food Monthly.
Really?
Just thought I'd throw that in there. And Pippa Middleton writes regularly for that. Anyway.
But aren't you Waitrose in this sort of neck of the woods?
I know. It's an interesting point.
Oh, it's very good. Just want to say thanks to everyone who's bought the fanzine, everyone who's written, everyone who's read it, everyone who's sold it, and also to everyone who's contributed to these podcasts this season. We've had people on the phone, we've had guests in the studio. We've actually had some people this season that knew a bit about football and the Borough. We've done better than usual. We've had a few that haven't. But and thank you to you, Alex, for all the hard work you've put in this season.
Well, it may be killing me in the end, Rod, but it's worth it for the team. That's the important thing. So, final 7 words to wrap up with are...
Up the Borough, and come on, Borough.
Hi, this is Tony Mowbray, and you're listening to Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.